If you wanna shake that ass, you can get it pretty. An hour for a nigga, pop that pussy for some titties. If you want it, I got it, come get it, I'm with it. If you want it, I got it, come get it, I'm with it. I got cash, if you wanna shake that ass, you can get it. Team in VIP, bring some friends if they with it. If you want it, I got it, come get it, I'm with it. If you want it, I got it, come get it, I'm with it.
Growing no man, yeah, be on. I don't need to go to the turn the lights on. Rolling in that with a G-Shock on. Hop out fresh with a white neon. Run down, no fan pose to the flow. Pocket full of dough, bitches on the flow. VIP status, so you already know. Pop squad bottles when I walk through the door. Damn, I'm sick. Bitches all over cause I'm confident. Class city records, I shit legit. You ain't fucking with us, you ain't doing shit. Believe me or I'll make believe. Make that good city clap scene. Shake that ass like a tambourine. Yeah, bitch, like a tambourine. Yeah, they know. Yeah, they know. Shoot good game like a free throw. Bitch, a ball hard like chemo. Drop them balls on a bingo. Ha, tip a lingo. Everybody know we the shit, dog. Team climbing to the top like a street crawl. Cash, cash, got mad respect. Used to be the proof, now we the shit. Yeah, check the press. Team, we come quick. Pop a little more red carpet event. Yeah, that's just shit. Don't get credit, nigga, we shit. I said, don't get credit, nigga, we shit.
I got cash, if you wanna shake that ass, you can get it. Be an hour for a nigga, pop that pussy, put some titties. If you want it, I got it, come get it, I'm with it. If you want it, I got it, come get it, I'm with it. I got cash, if you wanna shake that ass, you can get it. Team in VIP, bring some friends, if they get it. If you want it, I got it, come get it, I'm with it. If you want me, I got it, come get it, I'm with it.
That makes learning less hard. If you need to know where to get it from, go to KoboCards.com. Create a flashcard and share it with friends. This app is free, so you don't have to spend. Remember where to get Kobo cards from. Go to KoboCards.com.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? What's good out there, man? You know what I'm saying? We back, you know what I'm saying, trying to go ahead and get our independent artists in, man, and make sure y'all get y'all's, you know what I'm saying, safe tweets on Let's Face Reality. You know what I mean? We got Dominic and Oz Knight, Exceptional Radio. We got Madman. And we're expecting a few more callers, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned and check us out, man. Madman, what's good, man? Madman. Yo, yo, what's good, what's good?
Man, chilling, man, chilling. Same old, same old.
Hey, man, trying to get it in. Got to get in where you get it in at, man. You already know, man.
Get it in, how you fit in. And if you ain't fitting, you ain't getting it.
Most definitely. Dominique, nah, what's good, your way?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Glad to be here again tonight.
Oh, man, I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you, man. You already know. Let's Face Reality, man. Today, basically what we're going to do, man, I'm going to try to get a few artists in here. We're going to interview them. You know what I mean? I got them on call. I'm just waiting for them to, you know, do their thing. And until then, we're going to just dialogue on a few things we got going on right now. You know what I mean? And off top, man, I'm going to give a shout-out to Young JD Beats. You know what I'm saying? I got to go and give a shout-out for that, man. A shout-out to all our YouTube supporters out there, man, you know, for the 50,000 views in, like, 2 weeks, man. You know, appreciate that, man. Y'all keep supporting us, man. You know what I mean? We, you know, trying to climb to the top just like everybody else, man. Straight up, man. So, so Dominique, what's up?
It's the day before Thanksgiving. Just relaxing, just celebrating, listening to some great independent music. You know how we always do it around here.
Exactly. Most definitely. And, gotta keep the independent artists in, man, because they so many independent artists like, hey man, they don't have the self motivation, man, that it takes to keep pursuing their dream. You know what I mean? And I seen a status on Facebook. I'm not sure who said it, though, even if I'm gonna say the name if I do find out who said it. But it said there's 7 billion people. Seven billion people in the world. And I don't know if that's quite accurate, but it's close. So 7 billion people in the world. Don't let one person drag you down. You know what I mean? I guess it stuck with me because being an independent artist and a radio host and, you know, everything between the way, I do everything, man. You know what I'm saying? So being with that said, man, there's so many people out here, man, that's struggling to make it, you know what I'm saying, trying to get where they're trying to go. And, you know, I mean, I guess, like, that self-motivation, don't let one person bring you down, really, it really stuck with me, man, because you definitely need that, you know what I mean? You definitely need that in your life, man, self-motivation. So
you got to have that. I mean, if you're not self-motivated, then, I mean, how can you expect somebody else to motivate you if you don't have the motivation yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had a magazine dude tell me one day, if you don't believe in yourself, I can't believe in you. You know what I'm saying? If you don't invest in yourself, I can't invest in you. You know, so I guess that's another reason why it stuck with me too, man. So that's just something you got to.
Yeah, that's real talk. I mean, too many cats, I think we talked about last time we were on your show, they're waiting for somebody to fund their dreams, but to really get your dreams started, sometimes you got to make that initial investment. I'm not saying you got to have $1 million, but that blood, sweat, tears, I mean, sweat equity goes a long way. People want to see that you've been grinding, that you've been working, that you've been trying to make this happen.
Exactly. Yo, record labels and execs, man, they want to see stats, man. They want to see stats. They want to see, you know what I'm saying, your street cred, your confidence. They want to see everything, you know what I'm saying, that you can do, your credentials. They want to see all that. They want to see what you did on your own to see where they can put you, you know what I'm saying, with their help. So with that being said, man, independent artists out there, man, that's listening right now, don't never give up on not pushing yourself, man. You can't sit around and wait on everybody to bring something to you. You got to get up and go get it sometimes. You know what I mean? That's straight up, man. You got to make it happen on your own. I mean, it can't be said any better, really. You know what I mean? You just got to go get it. I mean, ain't nobody going to knock on your door and give you a deal. Ain't nobody going to knock on your door and give you an opportunity for film placement or radio. It's not going to happen. You know what I mean? You got to be doing something for them to recognize you or notice you out of everybody else. In order to, you know, get that stepping stone started for yourself.
Huh? I mean, too many people, I mean, when I listen to the mainstream, I don't really listen to much mainstream music. Now I listen to a lot of the old school music. And so many people want to bite everybody else's style because they're thinking, well, you know, I remember back when California music was in, everybody had to sound like they was from Cali. Then Dirty South music was in. Everybody sounded like they was from the South. East Coast music was in. Everybody sounded like they was from the East Coast, or Chi-Town, or 305, MIA, whatever. But it seems like you're so busy trying to emulate a style, you get lost in the mix. So when that style of music goes out, you go out with it.
Exactly. It's good to be speaking on that, Dominique. Good, you know, good point. It's good to be versatile, man. Like, if you do get on something that, you know, what's in style, be able to switch it up when that goes out of style. Don't go out with that. So I can definitely understand that. You know what I mean? Because you got to be pretty much focused, man. You got to know what you're doing. You can't just let these streets and these music, other music people build who you are as an artist. You got to be your own personal artist. You know what I'm saying? You got to do your own thing and be able to switch it up when need to be done. So, yeah. That's how I feel about that.
And this business, like, if you're an artist, there's no nights and weekends in this business. I mean, what I mean by that is you don't get nights. You don't work a typical 9 to 5, 8 to 5, especially at lunch, and go home. I mean, today, there's a lot of talent showcases going on tonight. There's talent showcases going on tomorrow. I mean, there's some artists right now that are out there on that road. So there's a big Duval County versus Bibb County down there making a talent showcase that's going on tomorrow, Thanksgiving night. And there's a lot of artists I know from Duval County in Jacksonville, Florida, that come up here to Georgia to perform. But they're like, hey, we got to get it in. I mean, sometimes you know, things are not going to be convenient, even in the field of internet radio. It's like, it's been plenty of times where I wanted to enjoy my weekend, but during the festival season, I was going to at a festival every weekend for, like, several weeks straight. But hey, that comes, there's certain days you know it's going to come to territory. You know, it's either you go hard or you go home.
Exactly, man. Speaking of go out, go home, man. Speaking of that, man, well, shout out, man, to Henry, man, Henry Porter out there, man. Shout out to him, man, because he actually got a take called Go Home. Or, I mean, Go Hard or Go Homeless. You know what I mean? I guess if you go hard or go home, if you don't go hard enough, you ain't got a home to go to. So, hey, respect for that, man. I definitely got to put it out there, man. Just speaking on what you just said, Dominique, man, that's real, man. And man,
yo,
how you feel about the go hard or go home?
I mean, it's true, man. No matter how you look at it, you mean if you don't put enough effort into what you're doing, then you might as well just stop because you ain't gonna get nowhere. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You just gotta keep pushing yourself and doing whatever you want to do in life, because if not, then I mean, you might as well just stop doing it. Because you ain't putting no effort into it.
I dig that. Speaking of effort and going hard, currently on Reverb, Madman, currently your current rank is what now?
I ain't even sure. It might be like number six.
Number six.
Yeah.
Number six, that's for Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
So y'all make sure y'all check him out, man. Speaking of going hard, man. Hey, everybody need a little time to shine, man. So get your windows in when you can, man. Man, salute, you know what I'm saying, to the Class City Records team, man, the whole movement, man. Salute to all y'all, man. We got to keep it moving, man. Got to make it happen, man.
Yeah.
Straight up, man. And as far as Dominique, man, how's your business coming, man? Like, you still, you know, I know you had your show a few weeks back, a couple months back. I'm not really sure, but what kind of progression have you made so far? I know you told me, you know, you got the Thanksgiving. I know you're doing something for Thanksgiving, man. Like, what's cracking over there, man?
Well, right now, you know, we got a major announcement that's going on right now. I guess, you know, you'll be the first media outlet to know of it. Is I'm actually phasing out that satellite radio network.
Definitely.
And people think, oh, are you getting out of radio? I said, no, I'm not getting out of radio. I'm just building a bigger and better platform. I'm kind of just going to rebrand it to kind of fit more the company. I got a name for it. I can't say it as of yet, so we get everything legally done with it. But we'll actually have two radio networks. We're working on our second publication, so we're really trying to become a full-fledged media company, where right now it's just, we're doing a lot of things behind the scenes, so you may see a show here or there for right now, and then pretty much we're going to kind of radio, we're going to kind of take a back seat probably for the first few months of 2013, but we're going to be working on events, on projects, just getting ready to really step things up. I mean, you know, we've been doing it come this year, and it's time for us to go to a higher level.
Definitely, man. So definitely trying to do big and better things, man. That's something we all need to do, man. It's 2012 now, man. I mean, something for so long, man. It's time to expand it. I'm not saying stop it, like you said, not stop radio, but expand it. You know what I mean? Expand it to your, man, there's so many resources we got available today, period, man. Whether it's from, as far as what you're doing, as far as expanding your company, is different what I'm talking about. But as far as independency goes, man, resources, man. There's so many resources available to us, man, in general, not just independent artists, business owners, whatever, anything and everybody. You can network with everybody. There's no reason why 2012 you're still sitting doing the same thing you was doing in 2005, 2007. There's no reason for that. You know what I mean? It's time to do bigger and better things. You know, you're blessed every day with the gift of breath. As long as you have that, there's no reason to stop moving forward. You know what I mean? There's no reason. Like Maverick said, if you can't expand, you can't grow with what you're doing, you might as well stop doing it. You know what I mean? That's deep, man. That's something serious, though. Because, like, every day, man, you got people that's out here that half of the time don't even make it to see the next day. You know what I'm saying? They don't even get to see that, man. I mean, it just wasn't their time, man. And I know people lose loved ones every day, man. And truthfully, when I go, I want to be remembered for something, man. That's basically, I always say that. I know that's something I say a lot, but it's true. I want to be known for something more than just the, you know, somebody in the family that ain't did nothing, that ain't tried to do nothing. Or, you know what I mean? I want to be known for somebody that was successful in being their own self, whether it's being their own entrepreneur. You know what I mean? That's what I want to be known for, man. Do my own thing. I want to entrepreneur my way all the way to the top, man. that's what I get. That's what I
Entrepreneur's month, according to the president of the United States. It was something he started last year, trying to celebrate entrepreneurship. And I mean, that's something that I embrace all the time. I've been an entrepreneur myself. I think that if you're building a company, you're building a business, whether you're a franchise owner or a new concept from scratch, I know I'm not talking about that network marketing stuff either, but something that you're doing, you're building, and you can ultimately provide jobs, provide career opportunities to people. I mean, it's a very tiring field, but it's very rewarding. I mean, it's definitely not for the faint of the heart. I mean, it's just like when you first start a new business, like you have a, not sure if there's anybody's a parent out there. No, I'm not a parent, but just from babysitting over the years, it's like having a newborn baby. You know, it's just sometimes the needs of the business, a.k.a. the baby, is sometimes come before your needs. It's either, okay, I want to buy some new shoes, but do I pay my rent or buy some new equipment or buy flyers or buy that, advertise it somewhere, but really getting yourself out there. And the longer you're in business, the more you want to start stepping things up. Like when you was a startup, you look for free things, you look for free networking events, you look for like free websites, you look for everything that was free to kind of assist you in getting started. But that was when you was a startup. Mm-hmm. As you matured in business, then it's time for you to start investing, because if you want to command certain money, certain things from the clients and the public, you want to look like that you're worth that, because you can't say, well, my services are $50, and you only look like you're worth $5. Nobody's going to pay you that.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel that, man. You know, with the resources we have, and, yeah, like you said, a little self-motivation, a little self-investment, you can go a long way. Definitely. But you got to believe in yourself, though. Most does.
You got to believe in yourself, and then you got to have a, just like with anything, you got to have a plan, you got to have goals. It's like, even from a radio show, even your career, whatnot, you just got to look at, okay, what do you want to do with this? Where do you want to go? Is this going to be something that on the side? Is this something that I want to do that's going to replace my income to where I can actually go full time? Is this something that's going to grow with me? How much time are you going to put into this? Like, yeah, you may do. And I always say with radio, I want to do a daily show. I want to be on Monday through Friday. Okay, do you have time to do all the show prep, all that research, follow all that music, deliver all that content, market the show, promote the show, find sponsors, find advertisers, you know, it approved, you got interns, you have a podcast from, you're at home or whatever have you. It's just, or if you're doing it even weekly, you got to look at all the work that goes into this. And if you're not willing to do all that work or put in the time that's needed, then the product's not going. I've seen so many people that have great radio show ideas, but they just didn't take them seriously.
Definitely, man. That's one thing, man. You, like you say, you got to be presentable. I guess so. You got to go through all the trials and tribulations. You got to go through your business. But as far as that, don't let that bring you down either. I'm just, you know, commenting and adding on what you're saying. Presentable. You got to stay presentable, you know what
yeah.
I mean? No matter all times, no matter where you're going, what you're doing, when you leave out the house, you need to be presentable, especially if you're representing your business or, you know, even another business. I mean, as long as an entrepreneur, you need to, you know, if you're a big part of that business, you need to be presentable, you know. So definitely, I can definitely agree with that, you know what I mean, straight up.
And it's just It's like you're a brand now. I mean, your show is a brand. How you advertise, even how you promote it on social media. I mean, you got a bunch of misspelled words or the logos or the stuff don't look right, then folks are not going to take it serious. You never know who's watching or what's going on. Just all, you got to penetrate the brand. You got to really put that name, that logo, that concept. You got to really put it out there in front of everybody. I mean, all your friends are not going to understand what you're doing. I've lost a lot of friends and dates and girls along the way, but I was like, look, I'm a man on a mission. I'm a man on the move right now. I'm ready to make my dream a reality.
Most stuff, man. And speaking of that, man, I had a few people, man. This is something I'm getting. I want an opinion on. This is not an asset, but I had a few people tell me that paying for promo, that's something they can do, but they rather self promo. How do you feel about that, as far as building brand goes?
It really depends on what we're talking about. We're talking about as far as this as just a regular business, or we're talking about from an independent artist standpoint.
Well, the guy that told me was an independent artist that brought it to my, they said that to bring my attention. So I would say independent artist.
Okay, well, an independent artist, there's a couple of things I would definitely recommend that you would invest in. Like, A, I don't believe in pay for play. I'm looking at, like, I would, like, if I had a track, if I don't care if it's a country western song, some new dance, whatever I've had, I would try to get that on as many radio shows and media outlets as I possibly can. But unfortunately, you got a lot of cats that are charging for radio airplay. If anybody charges you for radio airplay, don't do it, people. It's a rip-off. Now, there's certain things, like if it's ASCAP or BNI, if it's kind of like that, they can kind of track your spins if you're registered with them. Then I make it probably entertain that to a certain extent. But, yeah, you are going to need to build up those hits on your social media pages. I mean, there are some firms that can do a lot of online marketing for you. If you don't have the time to do that or the skill, the expertise, by all means, go ahead and outsource. If you got a street team, somebody's willing to put you in a street team package with your comp cards that, you know, with your little souped-up flyers and pictures of you really promoting the track or the album, by all means, if you got like that, go ahead and invest. But they're saying as far as just pay for play or pay to perform, it's like that's a rip-off. I mean, but if it's paid to really put you out there with other marketing things as far as social media, flyers, and really raising your awareness, then by all means, that is an investment.
Okay, cool. So being with you, that's good knowledge, man. And the artist that asked me that, he should be listening. I told him to call in and, you know, do his thing, you know, as far as chopping up with you on that, but you know, everybody's got their own personal opinion. I already gave him mine. It just wasn't on air. So if that's something, you know, I know you're listening, so if you want to call in and give some 2 cents on that, make sure you do that now. Or, you know, whenever. You know, it's really up to you. So, you know, you got the same, pretty much the same answer in different words from two radio hosts, you know, business owners as it is. So, you know, make sure you take it how you take it and don't call in, or you can call in and state your opinion. But I see nothing wrong with what Dominique Exceptional Radio just said. So straight up, shout out to him too, man. Madman.
Yo.
As far as being vice president and everything, Class City Records, how do you feel about that, man? As far as paying for promo and for on the independent artist standpoint. Paying for promo or doing your own promo to build your brand.
I think first off, you should always like do your own promo. I mean, you shouldn't have to pay. I mean, because it's, I mean, people should. I mean, network. I mean, sometimes you network with people and you can do it, get it for free. But I mean, sometimes, I mean, I understand where you gotta maybe pay a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't pay for no airplay, but I mean, like pay somebody to promote you over the internet or something like that. I mean, sometimes people try to charge, but and sometimes it be legit and sometimes it be scams. You just got to be careful what you're getting into. You know what I mean? You can't go with the first thing you find on Google and put all your money into it and expect to blow up the next day, because it don't work like that. You know what I mean? So you got to just, pretty much, I mean, ain't nobody going to promote yourself as hard as you do. So if you lean on yourself, you really don't gotta, you really don't need other people to promote you, really. I mean, but yeah, it takes, if you got more people on your side, though, the better, but yeah, save your money is my opinion. Save your money, build it up, and buy other things, and promo and radio play and stuff like that.
I definitely understand that, man. But, you know, we got a couple different opinions, you know what I'm saying? But the one thing that did stick, as far as stick with me, was two things both of y'all said. One thing was to not pay for airplay. I guess that stuck with me, too. But at the same time, I guess I got mixed emotions with that one because it kind of depends on who you're trying to get airplay with, in my opinion. It should be talent. But like you said, these days people don't want, they want, they bought their dollar. So, I mean, I guess it just depends on how good you actually are, or how you go by getting your airplay. But I know V103, they said they don't charge either. But I had people telling me that they was charged to try to get airplay. I don't know if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like it all depends on the personality, and I mean, a lot of times with stations like the big stations like CBS Radio, which is V103's parent company, or Radio One, which is the hot brands, they have a playlist. So it's not like the DJs have the control like me and you have, Derek. We make our own playlist. We determine who gets in rotation, who doesn't get a rotation that will go to our show. But you are a music director, which I think is the stupidest position ever in a radio station, but that's a whole separate conversation. But they already pre-select what you get played, where you have some artists or some tracks that are going to be considered heavy rotation, where you will hear them all throughout the day. Then there's some things of light rotation that they throw some old school stuff in there, but pretty much that's already predetermined. Everything's already the computer. So sometimes they do put you in there. They may sneak you in there when they can. They may do like this thing called the wild card track with V103 used to do back in the 90s, where the personality can pop in a track they want to play. And sometimes that would go to a local independent artist. But, I mean, it wasn't always guaranteed. Like the old school way was you used to be excited by the first work third shift because between 2 to 6, that's what you used to get your airplay. So it was always okay. My phone was come on at 4:30 in the morning. But you were so excited because the music was on the terrestrial airwaves. So it's just on the politics of the industry.
Definitely. And speaking of that, we got Night Ride online. She want to go ahead and give us an opinion. So
yeah. Hey, what's up? I appreciate it. This is Carla B, a.k.a. Night Rider. But I'm actually also CEO of EOTM Media Group and was just listening to you guys. Definitely some great points. Dominique, definitely agree with a lot of things that you're saying. One thing I want to say when it comes to promotions and radio plays and what the artists are willing to pay for, understand this, because I've dealt with all the major DJs, Radio 1, CBS Radio, and a lot of the celebrities or the artists that you hear on their station, a lot of them are padding the pockets of the DJs. I know this for a fact. I've had, very popular hit bands. They want their songs rotated on their stations. They're padding their pockets. So even the A-listers pay to get promos and stuff like that. So I think that's one of the things that indie artists need to really understand. You can't, all the free stuff is not going to necessarily get you anywhere. Internet radio was really great. EOTM Radio Network, we've been doing it for 7 years. So we have a large audience, so that's great. We do charge for radio play for some artists, depending on what the show is. So, and we have a good handful of people that pay. The prices for internet radio isn't expensive, but the artists that are really serious and that really understand the industry market, they know that they're going to have to pay to get certain radio plays and features in prime time. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And then also, really quickly, considering it's Black Friday, we also run a PR firm, so we're offering a lot of great, great promotions for indie artists. So definitely, if you're interested, I'll send the link to Derek so he can let his listeners have it. So thanks so much, Derek.
Cool, no problem, no problem. Okay, cool. Any questions? Anybody got questions, want to call in? 718-664-6543. You know what I'm saying? Y'all call in, man, and let us know your opinion. And by the way, speaking of that, man, we got some few people calling in for interviews. Y'all hang tight. We'll be right back in just a second. So, Knight Rider, let's go.
100, 100, 100.
Work it out. Useless, the truth is, you're no good for me. No.
I'm fighting
to try to tell myself that we'll work it out. Work it out.
Useless,
you're
no good
for me.
One boy, one girl, soft heart. Tough world, a book of mysteries in this relationship to our girl. They try so hard so many times just for their love to refer. The boy just won't give her what she wants, so she gives him a refer. No more patience, he's tired of waiting. Time will never pay. This stuff that's happening right now seems like it happened yesterday. It's funny how the people never say he needs a better way to get a better pay. They say he has a better stake. He says, look where I'm at. They say what they don't like me. I just let him hate when he was at the bottom. He couldn't even get a date. But now she's sitting here beating him with bullshit. You might as well just fill his heart with a trillion bullets. Go ahead, bitch, fingers on the trigger, now just pull it. I'm basically dead from a broken heart, but you can't still do it. All this fighting is useless, just tell me what the truth is. Did you go behind my back? Did you think that I was stupid? Then we'll work it out, girl. No. To tell myself that we'll work it out, the story goes on. Then she sits in the corner, cries her fucking eyes out. That's when the daddy comes up to her asking what you crying about. She says she gives up on love cause the lies are drying her pride out. He says it'll be okay, baby girl, now tell me what he lied about. First of all, he cheated and beat it on me. He's done defeated me. Obstacles are not even worth reaching. For all I care, he could bleed to death. And it wouldn't mean anything. He's so conceited, yeah, that's right. He thinks he could get any chick, but now he broke my heart. Forever I will be weak in my knees. Daddy tells her, look at the bright side, free from his demons, you'll be. Now Miss George just graduated high school, going to college. Every time he's brought up, she say she don't wanna talk about it. He was murdered a year later, she says it's for the better. A week after, she says that she receives a random letter from him before he died, saying I love you forever. She feels a chill on her back, it's okay, his spirit tells her, Then we'll work it out, work it out. The truth is, no. I'm fighting, just trying to tell myself that we'll work it out, work it out. I'm fighting, just trying to tell myself that we'll work it out. It's useless, the truth is no good for me. No. I'm fighting, just trying to tell myself that we'll work it out. It's useless, the truth is no good for me.
B-O-T-L, got it going on. There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us OTMRadio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it going.
Yeah, everybody, we back, you know what I'm saying? We got a few artists, you know what I'm saying, already called in. So, you know, right now we got Richie, you know what I'm saying, from Athens, Georgia, you know what I'm saying? You know, Richie Rogers, you live.
Hello?
Richie. Man, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Man, cool, man. You know how we do, man. We got Exceptional Radio in the house tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got Madman from Team. You know what I'm saying? We did an interview with you a little while back. I think it was last March or whatever. You know, we told the folks a little bit about you. But, you know, we got new folks on board. We got new folks listening. You know, we continue to grow. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself, man.
Man, most definitely. Like I say, man, my name Richie Rogers. You can follow me on Twitter at RichieFBC. I come straight out of Athens, Georgia. Mixtape dropping soon. You can check me out at flybyclub.com. Definitely.
Well, stuff, man. And what? Tell everybody, man. Where'd you get the name Richie Rogers from, man?
Man, the name Richie Rogers originally came from a whole aspect of things. First, they called me Richie just because even though I grew up in the hood, I always act like the little rich kid. So I got the Richie Rich. Everybody started calling me that. I just tacked on the Rogers, like Mr. Rogers neighborhood. I feel like the world is my neighborhood. So you put that together, you got Richie Rogers, that's me.
Cool, cool, cool. Got you. And as far as what you got going on for yourself at the moment, what do you got going on for yourself right now? I know before, you know, you told me, you know, you was pretty much trying to go international and, you know, doing other things. How's that going for you?
Man, it's going great. Matter of fact, I got a show December 16th, Tennessee at Club Play. If you're in the city, make sure you check that out. I got a mixtape coming out. I'm mostly done with all the tracks. I just haven't put a name on it yet. I'm about to get in the studio with my dog Maniac, Classic City Records, shout out.
Appreciate
man,
it.
I got a lot of. Yeah, man, I got the independent record label, Flyby Club, on the move. We coming up slowly but surely, so y'all definitely going to look out for everything we got going on for you.
Cool, man, that's what's up, man. And how long have you been listening to the show, Rich, like today? I mean, before you actually got through. You been listening for a minute?
I came in probably about 20 minutes ago. I heard the last caller and a little bit what she was saying.
Okay, cool, cool. And speaking of that, Dominique, do you have any questions for Richie or Madman?
Well, Richie, I got a question for you. What's going on tonight?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. As in the Army, what are some of the things, what are some of the politics that you encounter while you're trying to put yourself or trying to get yourself out there in the field as far as making yourself known?
Personally, the biggest advice I can give to anybody is invest in yourself. Definitely invest. I've been doing this probably about maybe 5+ years professionally. And the biggest thing that I just took away from it was just invest in yourself. Like, never give up and don't listen to what everybody else say. You know what I'm saying? And definitely don't listen to the people who telling you you're doing everything right. That's one of the main things. You got to have those people that is telling you what's not good and what's not high and what's wrong. You don't want yes men around you. And
definitely,
make sure you got paperwork. Make sure your paperwork straight. That's the main thing. It's really 10% talent and 90% business. If you don't got no business on your side, then you're going to lose automatically.
I like how you said that. I mean, that was very, very profound. I mean, that's something that many cats, they forget about the business. Even people who are mainstream. I mean, there are so many groups where
they got so caught up in the music, and so many solo acts got caught up in the music, to where the details screwed them up and really messed up with their money. They ended up having to file lawsuits. They lost ownership of their music. But I'm glad that you're really keeping an eye out for that stuff, because you got to know the business. You don't know the business, you'll get played.
Yeah, most definitely. I believe that's how you get all these one-hit wonders and stuff, because they come in the game and they're just thinking that, you know, they can get the fame, the money, the girls, the cars, and all that. But they don't go behind the scenes and actually look at that paperwork and these contracts that they're signing. And so they get messed up, and they only come out one time.
Most stuff, man. I definitely understand that, man. And speaking of that, man, you say one-hit wonder, man. Tell the other independent artists listening, man, like, as far as when you come out, what should be the main thing to do other than the paperwork and other than look over that good to make sure you're not a one-hit wonder? As far as when I say that, I mean as far as versatility goes, as far as music, the way music is played right now, and, you know, just the particular artists that are already on the radio and the style that people are driven to. What would you have to say about that?
I said that the number one thing to not be a one-hit wonder is to be yourself. Because if you come out as somebody else or faking the funk or doing something that you're not used to doing, people can tell. People can tell automatically. I don't care how good of an actor you are, is the truth going to come out, and people, you know what I'm saying, people don't want nobody faking the game or faking their eyes. So you gotta be real with yourself. That's number one. And like I say, make sure you have some genuine people around you, not people that are just telling you yes, 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 yes all the time. You the hottest, or you the greatest rapper, the singer, or whatever. You the best alive. You don't want all those people around you. You want people to actually be there to actually critique your music and be like, okay, you could have did better at this point, or you should have did this instead of that. You definitely need those type of people around. So if you got good people in your circle, you stay focused on that business aspect, and you stay true to yourself, it shouldn't be nothing that can stop you.
Most of us, man. I respect that, man. I like how you put that in context, too, man. Straight up, man.
Man, I love that, too, man. You really hit the nail on the head. I mean, so many people just get in the thing. I mean, yeah, it's cool and excited for the fun and whatnot, but they get played because they just forget about that. This is a business. I mean, if you go on a label, the label has the lawyer there, not for you, but for them. When you go to these venues, then we're going to protect them. They're not trying to protect you. You got to protect yourself. So I'm glad you're
definitely. You definitely got to watch out for those labels, man, because once you get to the label, they'll try to do a lot of stuff to change your music and everything. But you got to remember, the only reason that the label gave you any attention in the first place is because you were doing you. You were doing what you were doing. So make sure you continue that. Don't let the labels run over you either.
Exactly, man. I feel that, man. Because I'm trying to think of, there was somebody I had in mind right off the top of my tongue. I had somebody who, I know underground, they were one way, but then when they got signed, their music, like, did a slight turn, man. But I can't think of who I had on top of my tongue, man, so, you know. But, hey, I know y'all know, y'all probably know other people out there, man, that do the same thing, man. So if y'all know anybody, man, put them out there, man, because it's crazy, man, how you can be one way and then get ran over by the label, man. It happens a lot in these movies, too, man, you see, man. You know what I'm saying? How you might be all in charge of your music, man, and, you know, you get in there and your whole swag change up, man. They want to dress you different, make you look different, make you sound different. And that's one reason why I'm really not pushing, as far as my crew, we're not really pushing for a record deal. I mean, if we were to get one along the way of our journey, then, you know, we'll definitely sit down with the paperwork and really see what's going on with it, you know, and go from there. But I truthfully, man, I'm into building my brand, you know what I'm saying? Now, I see a lot of artists such as yourself, Richard, who really trying to build your own thing, you know what I mean? Trying to get your own brand up and establish your own name, you know what I mean? I definitely can relate to that, man.
Appreciate that, man.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? And keep chopping it up with us, man. Real talk, man.
Man, you already know. EOTM Radio, the only place to be on Wednesdays at 8.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate that one, too, man.
7 years in this. I mean, if the CEO still listens, though, congratulations on being 7 years in this. I mean, it's
I'm starting to hear many of these online broadcasts, online radio networks are really making it past the 5-year mark. So, I mean, that's definitely a cause to celebrate. So, congratulations to EOTM Radio.
Yeah, most definitely. Y'all better invite me to that party, man. I know y'all going to have a 1-year, 2-year anniversary or something like that. Y'all know I need to be there.
Oh, man. Yeah, we know you're trying to throw something, man. I don't know yet if it's going to be, you know, we're going to do it in, if EOTM will do it in Atlanta or, you know, out in Cali. You know, EOTM is actually based out in California. So, you know, we have an office in Atlanta as well. So it just depends on where it's at. But, hey, you already know, man. Y'all already know. Y'all already know what's up. And by the way, CEO, man, EOTM, she want to tell y'all thanks, man, for what y'all saying right now. So that's what's up, man. To be on the asset 2007 has been a very long time, man. So, you know, she heard that too, man. So good luck, man. Salute to y'all, man, for real. And, yeah, man. So and we actually got a few more people calling in. So instead of going straight to break, what I'm gonna do is, because I don't got but like 8 more minutes, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and put Jerica Stroud in 907 live, Alaska Anchorage Alaska, Jerica you live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, mad props to you guys. You guys know I'm going to keep on tuning in, listening, supporting you guys. I love what you guys doing, and, you know, we got we.
Oh, most definitely. Y'all already know, you know. We're going to keep on supporting Inter-907 Live and Cockab as well, too. By the way, man, salute to them, too, man, because salute to them, too. I seen that last video they did with Mello.
Mello, yeah, can't wait.
Yeah,
City Lights on YouTube right now.
Yeah, City Light. That thing jumping. I like that. No, it's doing good
numbers. Actually, they just took a trip up here to Alaska. They were just up here on November 10th. Yes, they were. They did their thing. They opened up. They were up. Everybody opened up. It was a big festive party, and it couldn't have went better. So, you know, everybody, get out there, check out enter907live.com.
Cool, man. And by the way, shout out Kakiev and Enter907Live for the, you know what I'm saying, Jerica. Shout out for the shout outs, man, you know what I'm saying, for the mixtape, you know. Shout out for everything, man, for the support, and you already know, man. We got we.
I'm waiting to hear it. I can't wait to hear it.
Most
so
up,
you guys have
still
a good one, and I'm here. Just know mentally I'm here.
Cool. We appreciate you calling in and supporting us tonight as well.
Always.
Cool. And we're going to keep them coming, keep them coming. We got LG, Athens, Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Independent artist doing the thing, you know what I'm saying? So we'll put LG on. LG, you live.
What's happening?
What's going on, man? What's up?
Cooling, man. Cooling. How y'all doing?
All good, man. You know, just trying to make it, man. Putting off for the independent artists one time. You know, I already know, man. Every other week, man, we put off for the hottest independent artists around the area, man. As far as that goes, really, man, start off just Athens. But now we're really stressing out pretty much international, man. So what's good, man? Tell the people a little bit about yourself, man.
Well, you know, I go by LG. I'm from Athens, Georgia. I'm with Fluent Entertainment. I'm a Athenian. You know, I do clean music. You know, but I have a new mixtape out right now that dropped July 31st, titled Heart of the City. And, you know, we just pushing it over here, trying to make something happen.
That's what's up, man. What can they find you at?
They can find me on Twitter at LGHOTT 1 and only. And they can hit me up on Facebook at Larry Gresham Jr., which is my full government name.
YouTube. Cool,
YouTube at
Blue Up ENT. Y'all heard that, man. Y'all make sure y'all YouTube my boy LG, man. You know, Blue Up ENT. So, y'all make sure y'all check that out, man, as well, man. And you know, get a feel of his music, you know what I'm saying, get an idea of where he's coming from, you know what I'm saying. Putting off Athens, Georgia, stand up, man. I'm a Clark County representative out there, man. You already know Class City, man. You know we putting on Class City Records, man. You already know how we do, so, you know, most def, man, LG, man, I really appreciate you calling in tonight, man, and staying tuned, and sorry about that long wait, man. You know, we had a lot of callers coming through, and, you know, as far as getting your screen, but I appreciate you holding tight, man.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. I appreciate the love, and I appreciate the opportunity that and y'all keep it up, because, man, y'all are giving out some good information that people really need to be listening to. I learned some stuff myself, and it really was kind of thought-provoking. So, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate that. We, you know, Clark County, we gotta stick together. So, and I appreciate it. Shout-out to the team, man.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate it. Good luck, man. Salute, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, we got to get together and do something.
Most up, man. Hey, whenever you ready, man. Whenever you know, right. Get something together, get a guideline down, man. Just let me know something, man. We can make it happen, man. All
right, man. That's a bet.
I'll
let y'all, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right, man. You too, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving as well, man. All
right, you too, bro. A little bit of entertainment. Go.
Yep. Yeah, man. By the way, man, I didn't get to everybody, man, but hey, by the way, I want everybody out there to have a happy Thanksgiving, man. I don't care, man, if you just celebrate by yourself, man. Make sure you're having a good time, man. You know what I mean? As far as Thanksgiving go, because that's something y'all got to do, man. You know what I mean? And before I go, I got a few more minutes, man. So I got another caller, man. So I'm gonna go put him on, man. Dope. You know what I'm saying? What's good, man? You live?
Yo, what's happening, man?
What's happening, man?
Yeah, chilling, man. All on Facebook, man. On your phone, man. So what you doing?
What's up? I'm cooling, man. You already know, putting off of the indie artist, man. Where you calling from?
Shit, man. I'm calling from Athens, Georgia, right now.
Okay, cool. That's the move, man. That's the move.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm a rapper, artist, man.
Cool,
yeah,
man. Cool.
Be...
Who you representing as far as what are you building your own brand, or are you kind of looking for a deal, or what are you trying to do?
See, I'm kind of looking for a deal right now.
Okay, cool. And so the people can hear you, man. For everybody listening, you know, for Session Radio and everybody listening, as far as you know, Alaskan In and Out 7 Live. Where can they find your music and where can all of our, you know, everyday or every show listeners, man, where can they find your music at, man?
Shoot, you can hit me up on YouTube, man.
What do they need to type in?
Yeah, man. Just type in my name, Dope, man. I'll pop up, man.
All right, cool. That's what's up, man. How long you been doing music, man?
I say it's been a year.
Okay. That's what's up, man. And I'm sorry, man. I can't get you in a little bit sooner, man. And we had a full house tonight, man. You know, how it goes, man. But I did get to get you in. So, you know, for those of you out there, I did get to get in to get a little bit, you know, information out, man. You already know, man. We're on every other Wednesday. You know what I mean, 8 p.m., we're going to be putting on for independent artists, man, and y'all make sure y'all submit y'all's music, man, to classiccityrecords@gmail.com for consideration for airplay. You know, I'll make sure I get y'all on, and then we do a personal interview, then I'll, you know, try to get your music in rotation and all that, man. So, you know, I appreciate you calling in, though, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. Make sure you stay tuned in, man. Spread the word, man.
All right, I got you, bro.
All right, most stuff, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, everybody, man, it's about that time, man. So we're about to get ready to wrap the thing up, man. Dominique, man, I really appreciate you calling in, man, and showing support.
No problem. Enjoyed it.
Most stuff, man. And, you know, we might expand these times, you know, next show to do shows a little bit longer. That way we can get all of our people in, you know what I mean? So, you know, if I promise you an interview or if I promise I play your track today and it didn't get played, You know, I got you next time, next show, 2 weeks. I got y'all, though. I haven't forgot. So salute to everybody, man. Black City Records, ELTM Radio. You already know. We out.
Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? ELTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. ELTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to ELTM Radio and staff, ELTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is ELTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Call Vocards, the app that makes learning less hard. If you need to know where to get it from, go to CobalCards.com. Create a flashcard and share it with friends. This app is free, so you don't have to spend. Remember where to get CobalCards from. Go to CobalCards.com.
Check out the EOTM Media Group, yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.